Let's take a closer look at AuthChecker. As expected, it has a private static instance field. It's also got a public static instance property, but it's got this public setter as well, which is odd for a singleton. The constructor is also public, so how is that instance getting set? Let's go ahead and find all usages of that set. The only place it's actually being set in the code base is in startup tools, by which is likely called by global ASAX in application start. So although it's not a traditional implementation of a singleton, the application is using it as a singleton. There's nothing preventing someone else from walking up to it, creating a brand new instance of AuthChecker and assigning it to this public instance field. It's just not done. Now, we were already in our last article refactoring away from using the AuthChecker. So if we look at authorization services right over here, it uses AuthChecker internally. Calls AuthChecker check action for page to create the current capabilities. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on removing authorization services dependence on the AuthChecker instance.